The Voice from Mission Control. Charles Duke's Spiritual Awakening. In July 20, 1969, astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first men to walk on the moon. Back on Earth, the voice of Mission Control guiding them through the tense final descent belonged to astronaut Charles Duke Jr., who was serving as CAPCOM, Capsule Communicator. When the lunar module touched down, Armstrong radioed. "Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed," Duke replied.
"Roger, Tranquility.
We copy you on the ground.
You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue.
We're breathing again, thanks a lot." That brief radio exchange was humanity's first intercelestial conversation and made Charles Duke the first human voice from Earth to be heard on the surface of the moon. 3 years later, in April 1972, Duke himself landed on the moon as lunar module pilot of Apollo 16, becoming the 10th person, and, at the age of 36, the youngest, to walk on its surface. On February 21, 2008, two members of the Center for Peace and Spirituality International, Dr. Rajat Malhotra and Dr. Sadia Khan, met Charles Duke at the Ashoka Hotel in New Delhi for an interview. As a keepsake of the meeting, Duke gave them a signed photograph of himself in a spacesuit on the lunar surface. The interview focused on spirituality. Reflecting on his life, Duke said, "From the beginning, there was no peace in my life. I thought going to the moon would give me peace. I thought this great career as an astronaut, all these goals and these accomplishments, would give me peace, but they didn't. So I thought I'd change my career. I left my career with NASA as an astronaut and went into business. I made a lot of money, but I still could not find any peace. There was still something missing in my life." In 1978, Duke's spiritual life changed course when he attended a Bible study session. In his autobiography, he wrote that his temper, ego, single-minded devotion to work and greed had damaged his relationship with his wife, Dottie, and their children. His marriage nearly ended in divorce when Dottie battled depression and, at one point, considered suicide. After Duke committed his life to God, he said, both his marriage and his relationship with his children improved considerably. The couple credited God with making their lives fuller and more joyful. Maulana Wahiduddin Khan once observed that this pattern is not unique to Charles Duke. It is, in fact, the condition of many people today. The present age is an age of making it big, of attaining ever greater success. There are unprecedented opportunities to acquire wealth, fame, and power. People race against one another in pursuit of these things, and many do succeed in obtaining them. They are hailed as superachievers. Yet experience shows that material achievement does not necessarily bring inner joy. Many reach the heights of worldly success only to discover a sense of emptiness within. The pattern repeats itself endlessly. Someone works tirelessly to amass wealth, only to discover that money cannot provide the joy they sought. Another marries the partner of their dreams, only to watch the relationship gradually lose its charm. A politician climbs to the top of the ladder, only to find the coveted position, and themselves, miserable once they arrive. Someone spends years saving for and building a dream home, only to discover that unhappiness has followed them through the door. Perhaps this also explains the enduring human attraction to tragedy in literature, news, and film. People recognize something of their own experience in it. Attempts to manufacture happiness through external stimulation may produce temporary excitement, but such moments are no substitute for genuine inner contentment. Even Charlie Chaplin, the great master of cinematic comedy, experienced periods of profound personal unhappiness. The truth Charles Duke discovered was that God realization addresses one of the deepest causes of human unhappiness, a life experienced as meaningless and directionless. When a person develops a deep and personal relationship with the Creator, their existence is no longer defined by fleeting pleasures or material success. Instead, life acquires a profound sense of purpose and becomes aligned with a greater plan. This realization transforms the very nature of the human journey. Every event, whether favorable or unfavorable, can then be understood as a meaningful part of a larger divine scheme. Success no longer produces arrogance, nor does failure necessarily lead to despair. Both become experiences through which a person can grow spiritually. As Duke put it in one testimony,
My walk on the moon lasted 3 days. My walk with God will last forever. On another occasion, he reflected, if I had to live my life over again, I would hope to do the same things I did, but with one difference, I would put God in the center of my life. That would give a balance to my life where I think I would have avoided these other problems with marriage and life. History books will forever associate the Apollo program with Neil Armstrong's historic first step. But Charles Duke's life points towards another equally significant frontier. Armstrong showed how far human beings could travel into the cosmos. Duke's later journey demonstrated what can happen when an explorer turns his gaze inward. To remember Charles Duke is therefore to remember not only a man who walked on the moon, but also a man who went beyond the boundaries of material achievement in search of deeper and more lasting peace. His journey reminds us that the ultimate destination is not a footprint in lunar dust, but an awakening of the human spirit. The truth Charles Duke discovered was that God realization addresses one of the deepest causes of human unhappiness, a life experienced as meaningless and directionless. When a person develops a deep and personal relationship with the Creator, their existence is no longer defined by fleeting pleasures or material success. Instead, life acquires a profound sense of purpose and becomes aligned with a greater plan. This realization transforms the very nature of the human journey. Every event, whether favorable or unfavorable, can then be understood as a meaningful part of a larger divine scheme. Success no longer produces arrogance, nor does failure necessarily lead to despair. Both become experiences through which a person can grow spiritually. Article by Asad Pervez. Asad Pervez volunteers for the Center for Peace and Spirituality USA in Waltham, Massachusetts. If you are well-mannered towards those whose views are similar to yours, you may be said to exhibit a fairly good character. But if you behave properly with those holding divergent views from you or who criticize you, then you deserve to be credited with having an excellent character.